Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Well, we can bounce back to last week here briefly. We won't dwell on it too much. It was a 71-3 loss on the road, obviously, so it seemed like that one kind of got out of hand in a hurry. So just kind of what was the feeling walking out of that one?
The feeling walking out of it was, you know, you like to stay away from situations like that. But at the end of the day, we got a lot of good quality reps for some guys that are rather young in the program. So they got a chance to see what real MIAA football looks like from the standpoint of the physicality and the speed of the game. All those things hit us in the face pretty much this past weekend.
So, yeah, now you get to reset, and it's a game where something's got to give. It's 2-0-5 teams headed into this one, so just how do you attack a week like that?
We have to treat it no different than any other. We got to stay even keel. We got to control what we're supposed to control, and that is our execution. Our game plan, and we got to stick to our game plan and stick to our guns, and we should be fine.
Yeah, and obviously it's homecoming week for you guys, and that brings along a lot of distractions and just kind of the theatrics of the week. So just kind of how excited are you for that, and just kind of what challenges does that present?
I'm excited for all these young men that are part of Lincoln University football. They get an opportunity to play in front of fans and friends. There'll probably be more people on this weekend here at Lincoln than there has been since last year at this time, you know. But they get excited about it. I'm excited for them to have the opportunity to line up and get a chance to play.
So, yeah, just kind of switching into Northeastern State's offense a little bit. Their numbers are not great. They have 24 points on the season scored. So just kind of what jumps out watching them on film?
Well, they're more than capable of putting the ball in the box. They just hadn't had the ball bounce their way a few times, you know. I say it every week that you and I sit here. You know, the MIAA defenses are brutal, and that's just it. And it's a difficult task to get the ball across that little white line on a consistent basis. And that's not a knock on ourselves or JJ squad over there. It is a testament to what the standard is in order to be able to move the football.
Yeah, and then switching over to the defensive side, obviously with the offense's little production, their defense has seen a lot of time on the field, so that's going to inflate their numbers a little bit. So just kind of what have you noticed from their defense?
Well, I know that their defense is going to fly around. You know, they're not that much different than the guys they had out there last year. Some of those same guys are there up front on the defensive line. And, you know, that was what they were good at. They were able to fly around. They're going to play hard from the opening kick to the end of the game. So we have to match the intensity. If we don't, it's going to be a long night.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. And Trevor, normally I would say the less said about a 71-3 loss, the better. But we still have to talk about it, so we're not going to say less. We're going to say more. Okay, the loss at Fort Hays State, not surprising. I think the final number to me was a little bit surprising. So what happened in that one last week?
Things snowballed on them again. The defense had a really slow start. They didn't force a punt until the fourth quarter after the game was already well in hand. They allowed touchdowns on their first five drives, maybe even, I believe it was six, actually. A safety was credited against them in the first half, and then they kicked a field goal to end the half. So they're trailing big at halftime, and then shortly into the second half, there's a couple 60-plus-yard touchdown passes by their backup quarterback. And then you look at the score, and it's 68-0, and it's like, wow, that happened fast.
Right.
So, yeah, not much positive to take away from that one.
I guess the only, I don't know, if you're looking for maybe something to kind of hang your hat on, you go, you know, you don't want to say only, because giving up 582 yards is not an only, but I would have thought in a game where you gave up 71 points, you would probably have given up a lot more offense than 582, so I guess that's something, but still, you didn't get any stops, you didn't get hardly any
held
points.
Held them under 600 yards!
Yeah, so it's really not a whole lot to celebrate, so probably the less we say about that one, the better. Drops the Blue Tigers to 0-5 overall. The solace is that you're coming home for homecoming this week. And I think, you know, we kind of maybe alluded to it a little bit last week, but I do feel like if there's a game on your schedule that's probably the kind of most winnable game when you're coming into the season, and maybe the only winnable game left on your schedule at this point, it's this week. So you get Northeastern State, and I think that's something where you go, okay, this might be the one week where we can go, there might be something where you go play here or play there might make a difference in this game, as opposed to most games where you're like, it's not, you could make 10 great plays and it's probably not going
to
matter.
Yeah, it should be pretty easy to motivate the team for this game, I would guess. Sure. Obviously, it's 2-0-5 teams coming in. The gap between the two sides looked pretty large last year, with Northeastern State winning 38-10 and really dominating that game. But they look extremely beatable this year, and obviously it's homecoming week, so there's that added intrigue. There will be more people in the stands, you would guess. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of people around the campus during the game. We'll see how many people make their way into Dwight T. Reed Stadium. But yeah, motivating a team that's kind of got throttled the way Lincoln has the last 2 weeks, it's going to be a little bit easier when it comes time for a game that you could easily convince the team that they can win.
Yeah, and by the same token, kind of, I think these two teams are kind of pretty evenly matched from the standpoint of you look at it and go, really, out of that 0-5, Northeastern State's really only had one game that was at all close. You know, if you look at it, they lose their opener 56-0 at Fort Hays State. Then they get that close game, lose 31-17 in Nebraska-Kearney. But then it's, you know, lose 38-0 against Emporia State, 42-0 against Missouri Southern, and 42-7 against Pitt State. So you look at it and go, yeah, they're getting blasted by people too. So that's maybe one of those things where you look and go, okay, this might be the best measuring stick of just, you know, are you going to be able to get your one, or are you going to be able to get none this year? And so I think this is a team that's I think, a kind of a pick'em game as you go into it.
Yeah, and I think the Lincoln defense has to kind of be salivating looking at this. Okay. After the way they have just been drubbed over the last 2 weeks, you look at a Northeastern State team that has 24 total points on the season,
right,
and seven of those came with 5 seconds left last week.
Yeah.
So it's an offense that has very little to no identity. They've played 4 quarterbacks so far this year.
Okay.
They've played more than one quarterback in every game and only played 2 quarterbacks in one of those games. So they've played at least 3 quarterbacks in 4 of their 5 games. So they are very much struggling to find an identity or any sort of momentum on the offensive side. And you could say very much the same thing for Lincoln's
sure.
defense. So that's kind of a something's got to give
right.
mentality coming into this one. So
right.
it's going to be interesting to watch. It's not necessarily going to be a great game, but I expect it to be a close game.
Sure, competitive, I think, would be the good word we would choose. not a good game, a competitive game. You know, we hate to keep harping on it, but it is worth mentioning that loss last week ran Lincoln's streak to 31 straight losses in a row. So they're still not at the tops of all of football yet, because Fort Lewis lost again last week. So they're
they
still
lost 85-7.
Yeah, so it's not just the Blue Tigers who can take big losses. So Fort Lewis sits at 33 losses in a row, all divisions. Lincoln's right behind at 31. So, you know, this, again, is going to be your best chance to get yourself out of that conversation. If you want to just separate it so you're not worried about if the team in front of you is going to, you know, finally get a win and you're going to be the losingest one currently going, this is the week you got to step up.
Yeah, and I kind of finally mentioned it to Gales. Like, are you aware of the streak? Are you aware of the significance? And just how bad do you guys want to end that?
Right.
And very visibly, very, very badly. And it has nothing to do with homecoming this week. It has nothing to do with the team that they are facing. It's just kind of that mentality and just getting the monkey off your back. And, you know, I'm sure they hear about it more times than they want to. And it's just not something that you are very proud to be a part of.
Right.
So they are itching and chomping at the bit to kind of get that out of the way.
So I guess, you know, you hate to say that this is one where we need a big fan base to show up, but you expect it to be in. But, you know, as someone who covered Lincoln for many, many, many years and saw it, I think sometimes, whereas, you know, the homecoming game is the centerpiece of homecoming weekends, this is, sometimes we'll drop by, sometimes we won't, sometimes we'll have other things going on. This is one of those where I think they do need people to show out, and not just show out and be milling around the perimeter of the game. I think we need a crowd in at Dwight T. Reed Stadium today, because this is going to be one of those where every little bit's going to help, and if you can just get a little bit of a boost from maybe a little bit of, you know, some electricity going through the stadium, that's going to be huge today.
Yeah, and Lincoln's homecoming game last year really reminded me of my early days at Missouri State. Missouri State's football program was not good, and Okay. Nobody went to the games, but everybody was around the stadium. And as an undergrad, it took until my senior year for me to be able to tell you what happened on the day of a game of the football.
So you were guilty as well.
Yes, because I mean, we didn't care. We went out and we tailgated, and the game happened, and who cared?
Right.
And that's kind of the mentality I picked up from Lincoln's homecoming last year. And, I mean, the turnout's great. They get a lot of people to come out. It looks like a great time. But getting people inside the stadium for this game would be nice, especially right. for the team, because they have never really got to have that sort of advantage from their home field and get crowd noise to kind of fuel their play. And we expect this to be a close one. And kind of like you mentioned, it could end up being the difference of a missed kick or a false start at a key point. Just anything. Like, one play could make the difference in this one.
Right. And if you're out there and you're, you know, you've been curious or you want to see for yourself just what exactly Lincoln has going on this year, if you're a member of the public and you're thinking about, okay, going out, this might be the game. Obviously, I think you're going to see a lot of pomp and circumstance. The band's going to be ready for it. I'm sure it'll be something that'll be worth seeing, even if maybe the quality of play on the field, you know, between these two teams, who knows what it's going to be. But I do feel like, okay, if you want to come out, check it out. So if you're curious about it, $15 for adults, $10 for students, and then children 5 and under are free. So if you want to budget for today and figure out how much, you know, you might want to have to pay to go see this, that's what the prices are. So I guess the big thing is we've talked about it on and off, and, you know, every week it's a thing, but are the Blue Tigers any healthier heading into this one? Because that's going to, you know, this might be a game where having one or two key players might make a difference, as opposed to some of these past weeks, it probably didn't matter if you had everybody, it wasn't going to help.
Yeah, and it's just kind of frustrating for Lincoln, because they get their offense back to not necessarily full strength, but closer to full strength. They get two offensive tackles back last week, a couple receivers back last week, and then they go into the game and the defensive line gets decimated. So now they're only going to have 6 available defensive linemen for this one, and obviously that's not ideal, because you like to plug and play your defensive linemen, especially when they're on the field for a long drive. That's a very grueling position to play. Takes a lot out of you, and if you don't have available bodies to put in, that's not necessarily going to bode well for the product on the field. So, one step forward, two steps back is how I'll describe that.
Okay. Well, the Riverhawks lead the all-time series 3-2, and with Lincoln leaving the MIAA after this year, and granted, this is a non-conference game, but it still goes to the overtime, the all-time series between these two. You know, this will be the last probably meeting that they'll have probably for a while. So, I guess my question for you is, prediction time, does Lincoln finally level the series at 3 apiece, or does Northeastern State keep its lead that they have in this limited series so far?
I think it only seems right that they end in a 3-3 tie, right?
Sure,
like,
right.
The two programs that have been at the bottom of the MIAA and kind of traded off winning, Lincoln's gotta be due, right? They gotta be due.
Oh, they're overdue.
So I'll pick Lincoln in a close one. Surely this won't come back to bite me. I will say 21-17.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.